Previously on Inside Scoop.
Maybe we could come back and have a child together, is what she said. I looked here. Wow. You know?
Yeah, I was listening carefully to her word choice, and it was nothing about, you are the love of my life. I made a big mistake. I thought the grass was greener. It's not. I love you. I miss you. I want to spend the rest of my life with you. She didn't say any of that.
No.
I'm Kelly.
And I'm Steve.
And this is Coupled with Chaos.
Say. No idea. Personal podcast.
Huh?
I have no plan for the personal podcast, really.
That's not good, because I don't really have anything.
We'll be all right. We'll figure it out.
Maybe we'll make it a short one.
That makes it even better. Check your mic. Make sure it's up. You say something.
Something.
I think that's good. 90-day fiancé in...
Oh, sorry.
Huh?
Go ahead.
90-day fiancé Inside Scoop, volume number 188. This week, we've got me with something going on with my voice. Mm-hmm. We've got Ashley and Jay, Emily and Kobe, Debbie, Colt, Debbie, and we have Colt and Vanessa. We're going to talk a couple of shows that are coming up with premieres. We are going to talk single life, all of that, and more this week on Inside Scoop, where we are full of rumor, gossip, innuendo, half-truths, and there's no lies.
And current news.
Current news. I always wanted to do, and you discouraged me, of doing a false story.
No.
And then seeing if I could get you to believe it. No. But I think what would happen is you would just get mad at me.
Right.
And then that would be a really short podcast.
Yes.
Because I would go, no, that didn't really happen. And then it would be over for us.
Right.
And we wouldn't even have a personal podcast.
Yeah.
It would be no podcast.
Right.
And be on the couch or on the porch, in the tent, in the yard.
If you're privileged, maybe you can use my craft room.
Well, that's good. So our Inside Scoop goes back 188 episodes. And at the beginning of our Inside Scoop, it was almost weekly, Ashley and Jay.
Yeah, this is funny.
Should tell you how long we've been doing it.
Yeah.
So if you're not old school 90 day, Ashley and Jay may not ring a bell. He was from Jamaica. Jay Smith, I should have wrote that. I think Jay Smith was his name. Ashley met him, brought him here. He was a lot younger than she was.
Uh-huh.
And
she had kids already.
The initial issue was that he was hanging out. Wasn't he a tattoo guy?
Well, he was known, and his dad was known on the island as a ladies' man.
Well, I mean, that's like me here in Fort Worth.
Oh, my gosh. We said we weren't going to lie.
Oh, yeah. That was your half-truth.
No.
I am a man, not a ladies' man.
Right.
So Jay came with some baggage. Wasn't he a tattoo guy?
Yeah, and he was trying to do tattoos out of a haircutting parlor, barbershop. Mm,
which is what happened at the barbershop.
And he went in the ladies' room and had some action happening with
a lady.
Customers.
Yeah, and got in trouble. He got busted.
Yeah.
So they began, she filed for divorce initially in January of 2019. They got back together again. She filed for divorce again in April of 2019.
They even started a business together after all this.
Then after those two times of filing for divorce, they finally split for good in the fall of 2020. So this was on again, off again, off again, on again, over and over again.
Uh-huh.
Even more, this barbershop turned into be quite a thing because one of the owners of the barbershop ended up allegedly, because I don't think he's been, I don't even sure he's been found yet.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think he has been found. Murdered the other one.
Uh-huh.
So what a web we weave.
And they were on the show, so that's
they
interesting.
They finally got divorced in 2021. Ashley has been dating Joseph, who we have not met for the last 18 months, and she is engaged.
Yay! Finally a happy ending.
Yeah.
Long road getting there.
What just a roller coaster.
Yeah. And she never showed her kids on the show, and she apparently, you know, tried to kind of shield them from her relationship because she was unsure about things, you know, really from the beginning. I mean, she called the police on him early on. You remember that?
Well, if any look
put
at
him outside.
Yeah, she threw him out. She was a little physical with him.
Mm-hmm.
If you watch that scene again of her throwing him out.
Yeah, she was pretty physical.
She
him and stuff.
Yeah, she pushed him out the door. I'm not sure today that wouldn't have, it probably would have sparked a bigger outcry from her.
Mm-hmm.
Jay seemed like he just didn't care.
Yeah.
From what we remember from Ashley.
Well, she was sickly. She had lupus. And she would have, you know, episodes of being really severely ill. One of the things that brought them back together after they broke up and he went back to his own country was that she got very ill and was hospitalized. And when he found out, he flew back to take care of her for a while.
Mm.
So, I mean, he did care about her. He just couldn't keep it in his pants.
Right.
So.
They were season 6, I think. Season 6 of 90 Day. That was just as it was beginning to trash up.
Yeah.
So, lots of other news. Here's something that I guess we'll put out there. We are not going to cover it, but it looks like that Banging in the Bahamas is coming back.
Oh, gosh.
Love in Paradise Season 4, April 22nd. And this is going straight to TLC.
Wow. This is what they choose?
Not a Discovery show.
Wow.
I saw the preview. It's what it generally is.
Trash.
Yeah, the first season of Love in Paradise
was all right.
This was decent.
Yeah.
It
went trashy fast after that.
Yeah, it did. So we are not covering that because our slate will be full. Because on April 4th, which is a Thursday show, begins on A&E, Accused, Guilty, or Innocent.
Yay.
So that is what, 2 weeks? 2 weeks from now?
Mm-hmm. Love that show.
So that is good. It is what you get there are, it's been generally 8 to 10 episodes of a, I would say, lead from the setting of the trial date until whatever verdict or deal is made on a controversial case, not necessarily a public case, but so you get it from the perspective of the defendant and their lawyer. Never any prosecution involvement in that. There's been some really good episodes. And I think the most famous case out of all of those is the Angel Bumpus.
For sure.
And they've had an update.
A couple times.
Yeah, they had the show, and then 2 different seasons they had an update at the mm-hmm. end. So I think if you even read a little bit about Angel Bumpus, you'll just kind of see what had happened there.
And you'll feel outrage at right. the American justice system.
I think that happens at least once a season.
Yeah.
You'll get one case that you'll go...
Really get you roaring.
And maybe it's even the convictions. You know, I think a lot of the people aren't convicted, it seems like, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the ones that are. We had, and I forget the name, I should have written it down, the Michigan case, the custody case, where he was accused of shaking the son.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
That was something else.
So that is very different than the reality TV stuff that we cover. But
very real.
It is real. And I think more in line with what we like to cover.
We like real better than reality.
Yeah, because what's happening, we've talked about it. This
reality's just become so dramatized.
Yeah, and we can spot these stage scenes. I think I saw it more in Sister Wives this week.
Seeking Sister Wife.
Yes, Seeking mm-hmm. Sister Wife. Mm-hmm. The Davises, and how much I really thought that whole scene between them is just a reenactment of something mm-hmm. that happened earlier. Because it's just not, you can just feel it. Uh-huh. I'm not saying that didn't happen. I'm just saying it didn't happen this month, the month that they filmed it. Mm-hmm. And so I think we're starting to see through that stuff. I don't know if production's getting sloppy or I think
hurting for content.
Well,
or something.
I think that they believe we're bored with real relationships.
Yeah, and that's not the case.
Yeah. You know, we found out from the last season. So much good stuff when he moved to Atlanta, and we went, well, that's a kind of a shocker at the tell-all. And you know what? We would have loved to have seen that. Uh-huh. You know, you end up coming here and having almost a reverse long-distance relationship because he's out and found a decent job in another city. Uh-huh. So, nothing wrong with real.
Right.
So, there's that. We have got so much more coming up. Some spoiler news, which is why I didn't lead with that. And we will talk, I think, a lot about Debbie and the single life tell-all.
Thank you for listening.
You can listen to the rest of this episode
by subscribing to our Coupled with Chaos channel on Apple,
by subscribing to our Patreon,
or by subscribing to our Supercast
for $3.99 a month,
where you can hear us talk about reality shows,
real life, and more on our podcasts,
covering shows airing on TLC, A&E, Bravo, and the WE Network.
Just follow the instructions in the show notes.
Tell your friends about this podcast.
And rate and review us on your favorite podcast player.
Follow us at Coupled with Chaos on all the socials.
Or contact us directly by email at coupledwithchaos@gmail.com.